Microphone check 1, 2. Hey baby, how's it going?
Hey.
So welcome back everybody to another episode of the Growing Samoan Podcast. I'm your host, DJ Hen. Says right there on my laptop. I gotta get a new sticker for that, but something bigger, like about this big. I'm pointing at the laptop cover on the YouTube video. And greetings everybody. Hello, talo falava. Welcome back. Malo lele, aloha. Yorana. What's the Fiji one right there?
Bula vinaka.
And kira ora in New Zealand. And the it was funny because this podcast made me learn the greetings and how to say hello in like Polynesian language, you know, because I never knew how to, you know, this isn't common other than the Samoan language I know of talofa, malo, and then of course aloha, and then, but I never knew Fijian, remember? And then we were at the supermarket, we was at Wink House, and I remember you were talking to the Fafinga, the lady,
yeah,
and then she had the she looked in Kia. She lived in Kia, and then you asked me a question, remember?
Yeah, I asked you, how do you say hello? Because yeah. She said...
You said, how do you say hello in Fiji?
Yeah, because she was Fijian.
But I didn't know she was Fijian, because she lived in Kia.
She looked Punjabi.
Like so. Punjabi, yeah. And I said, Bula Vinaka? And the lady, she's like, yeah, that's how you say hello. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm glad I got that right, because... of the Grown Samoan Podcast taught me that. And it doesn't only teach about that. It teaches about all kinds of stuff like life and stuff that has to do a lot with finances. Right, y'all? Okay, right, honey?
Right.
I love you.
Love you too.
I love you. We're kind of bummered out right now. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I just ate kong'ai. But you didn't eat it.
I had a chicken.
Cheers. Cheers, Mike. Say a little bit to the peoples right quick, baby. I gotta fill up my cup right quick. I'm putting my mic down.
Okay. Well, we got a good topic for you guys today.
Cheers.
And
you want some more too?
Yeah, sure. Sorry. But yep, it's gonna be a quick one today. Just basics and of what time is it, honey?
Huh?
It's tax season.
Oh,
time.
Tax season. We're gonna talk about.
So we're going to.
That's what it's about right now. All these taxes and tax returns and what the hell taxes are.
So that's going to be a lot of what the subject is today, because it is tax season, and I know a lot of people will be filing taxes, so definitely our topic for today.
And once again, we are, I'm using the little mics, but I'm holding my mic this time because I think I get a better quality of what I'm talking instead of when it's down here, because you can't really hear it. I'm all about that sound, but I... don't want to hook up the big equipment. Try to keep things simple in life, y'all. That's what we like to do. Keep things simple. Simple. So, excuse me. Yeah, it's tax season. You're right.
Yep.
So, guess what, y'all? Grown Samoan listeners. Let's talk about, you know, the stuff that they don't teach you in school. The stuff that they don't even talk about in schools. And before we get into that, once again, I like to read. I wrote this down. Hey, why don't you do it this time? Go ahead, read that, babe. Right here, the please.
Okay, so please don't forget to leave a review, rate, and subscribe.
Booyah.
On iTunes or on our YouTube channel.
That's right.
Or leave a voice message on anchor.fm.
Voice message on anchor.fm. Oh, guess what? Guess what, viewers? We have a voice message. We got a couple of voice messages. And, you know, like we always talked about on the podcast, I thought about doing something like this because it was meant for you, for the viewers, the listeners, to gain information. So we're going to play the voice messages because we got some voice messages. And we're going to touch up a little bit on those voice messages after that. And then we'll get into what we're trying to talk about since it's tax season. Yeah. A little bit about info, some info. So we got some great things lined up. Good information for everybody to learn and help out. But before we start, hey, guess what, guys? We're going to start off with these voice messages. So let's play these voice messages. Then we'll get right back into it.
Yo, 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 what up? It's your boy, Law Fatui, a.k.a. Ooh Skywalker. What up, man? Growing Some More Podcasts. Big shout out to Han and Tyler. Just want to say thank you for all you guys do. I'm hoping I better be first on these voice messaging, all right? I heard the podcast. I wasn't part of the first two, but I better be the first. I better be the first. But on the real, though, man, I want to thank you guys for all you guys do. Your podcast is great. I look forward to it every week. And because of y'all, your boy got a balance in the savings account. Ah! I even got money hidden away in other things, man, because you know my wife be spending all that. Can't be having all that. Can't have a financial independence if you keep spending all my money, yo. But for real, though, keep doing what you're doing, everybody. Growing Some More Podcasts. We love you guys. Big shout out to everybody doing their thing. All right? Stay positive, y'all. Law out. Bam.
All right, so we just played the first voice message of the podcast. And yeah, congratulations, because that one went out to, yeah, you guys heard it, Ooh Skywalker himself, Mr. Law Fatui. Yo, congratulations, Ooh. You're the first one on the podcast.
On the message.
On the message to leave. I mean, the first one to leave a voice message.
Yes.
We have another one, and we'll just play them since, you know, it's so few. So because we're a small podcast, we'll play them every episode.
Right.
Yeah, we're going to spread them out, spread the wealth so we can focus on you guys entirely. So let's focus on that. Let's talk a little bit about that message.
Yeah, big ups to you, Law, for having money in your savings and hiding your stash anywhere so your wifey doesn't get to it.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Got one gateway.
I feel you, bro. You're watching a YouTube video.
Where your stash is at.
If you're watching a YouTube video, I feel you, bro, because I got the same issue. It was pretty bad in the beginnings, but hey, this is one thing also, and to you too, Sosie, keep grinding, keep doing what you're doing. Me and this woman right here, you know, we've been through the same thing, and you know, we're still going through it because she's always going to be a spender.
I'm a spender.
And I was good. But your spending is not as bad, though.
No.
Congratulations. High five. No. Oh, yeah. You rock, girl. You rock even better now with your, when your spending is lower. You still spend, but it's a little bit lower. And, yeah, that's funny. It was, yeah. But, yo.
Like, but, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yo, like, that, yeah. Like Tala said. You know, congratulations. You got, that's what this podcast is all about, is to share some information so everybody can, you know, there ain't no people doing this, you know?
What? I mean,
like, the Samoan Polynesian people. So hopefully we can encourage people to don't be scared about your crew pay, about your skill of scratch paper, man. And, gotta do what you gotta do. But it's all for the good reasons, right? It's all for the good. And congratulations, Law. I love that. I love that voice message.
Whether it's a dollar or hundreds, it doesn't matter. But, you know, what is it?
What?
A penny saved is a penny,
penny earned. Hey.
So.
Yeah. And when you're saving hundreds, a hundred saves, a hundred earned. When you're saving thousands, thousands saved is a thousand earned. But, yeah, that's cool. I love that. That's dope. That's dope. Thanks, Luz.
Yeah.
And to all you listeners around the globe, around the world, if you want to be heard right here on this Grown Samoan podcast, go ahead and leave a voice message. It's I went and looked at it. So what you do is you if you're like on iTunes or on your iPhone, if you have an iPhone, you can go to the show notes and it says like leave a message and you just click it. Mm-hmm. Leave a message, you know, on your mic, on your phone mic or whatever. Or you can just download the free app, anchor.fm, and you just search for us and leave a message that way either too. It's free. It's free. It's all free. We're frugal fabuloso on this podcast. So, you know, whatever can help you guys out, you know. Oh, man, I shaved a little bit. I got fat cheeks right now, but I'm trying to get rid of those fat cheeks. Right, baby?
Right.
The squirrel cheeks. But that's what the New Year's resolution thingy is all about. I'll get there. I get there when I get there.
Yep.
It's all good. So, yeah, moving on. Thank you so much again, Law. That was dope. I love that voice message. And more power to you and Sosi for continuing to grind and keep doing great things. I seen your post, man. Still, man, you guys are out there. Stay Grounded, his band. They're still going strong. Big ups to them. Shout out to them. And
thank you for taking the time to still listen and follow.
Yeah, for real. Because I follow you all the time. Ooh, Skywalker in the house. Follow him. Us Skywalker, big time island reggae for the 253, 206 area, the Northwest, Pacific Northwest, doing big things. Love you guys, always. Moving on, it's tax season. And as we talked about in this podcast, whatever we learn is pretty much what we're going to talk about and just share. It's just sharing because I feel like there just needs to be a space where we can all just listen to people we can relate. So if there's any Polynesians, Micronesians, Melanesians out there, is that? Again, should I go stop that? That is loud.
Mossy, can you just go lift the lid, please?
Set the washer. Got the washer in the background. It's making that noise, but
I'm doing laundry. It's Sunday.
Yeah, we're doing laundry, but I remember the last time we did the episode, and it was with Anna, and it was the same thing. And I was like, damn, I'm sorry. I had to...
It's fine. Komasi.
Hold on, let me get it. I got it.
Yep, so while we're waiting for him to go and stop the washer, so that way we don't have that much background noise, definitely... Our topic for the day would definitely be tax season. A lot of us are either waiting on our W-2s or we've already received them and we are getting ready to start filing. Yeah, and I know everybody's anticipating the refunds, which is, yes, a big part of tax season.
Yeah.
But we've come a long way. We've learned a lot about taxes that we would have never known. So... for right now, what do you...
Let's talk about, you know, let's talk about what I had here was the one, episode 14, I had the 16, me and Tala did the 16 tips. We had 16 tips, beginner tips, and these tips can help out everybody. You know, this is the stuff that it's helping us out, and... If you haven't heard that episode, go back into episode 14 and listen to that. Or you could just click on it and go down to the show notes. And I have them all lined up from 1 to 16. Now, in that, we have number 10 as the 16. Number 10 was invest your tax refund wisely.
Mm-hmm.
Why did we put that there?
Well, because this is the time of the year when you, if you get a hefty return,
mm-hmm.
It's a good time to pay debts, to get out of debt. It's a good time to put away some money for investments. It's a good time. I mean, there's so many things you could do with a tax return. And not just pay your bills. I know a lot of people, actually people that are close to me, utilize that money to pay on bills for future,
mm-hmm.
which that kind of defeats the purpose of a tax return. You're just prolonging a bill.
Yeah.
yeah, taxes. So that's definitely not what you're doing. I mean, if you're thinking of paying your rent for 3 months just not to pay for the next 3 months, well, eventually you're still going to have to use that money to pay rent.
I'm going to interview you. What are taxes?
Taxes. So taxes, if you know who Uncle Sam is.
Yeah, you start doing that. Yeah. Explain to the viewers.
Well, taxes are every person here in America. We all work for a living. So, and taxes is pretty much what we pay the government.
You think we can use Alexa? You think YouTube is going to kick us off for using Alexa? We got this Alexa thing in the background.
Yeah, it was a gift. Our nephews gave it
to us. What are taxes? Let's see what Alexa has to say.
Texas is the second largest state in the United Alexa, States stop. By area and...
She thought I said Texas. Alexa, what are taxes in the U.S.?
Texas is the second largest state in the United States by area and population.
You're not saying it right. You got to enunciate it.
Enunciate.
Yeah.
You do it.
Alexa, what are U.S. taxes?
The United States has a progressive personal income tax in which the average tax rate increases as taxable income rises. For the 2018 tax year, the United States has 7 tax brackets with marginal tax rates between 10% and 37%.
All right, whatever. So anyways, how you going to break that down? Because I didn't understand the word Alexa was saying. This is when in one ear, not the other.
So we all get a paycheck. In this paycheck, you get taxed for federal, you get taxed for Social Security, and you get taxed for Medicare. So we have to pay the government
off these my paycheck. Taxes. Okay. Alexa's tripping.
Alexa's very advanced.
Yeah. So I'm going to Google... What are taxes? Let's see here. From Investopedia, Google pops up. Taxes are involuntary fees levied on individuals or corporations and enforced by a government entity.
Which is the IRS.
Which is the IRS. That's right.
So, and if you notice, involuntary means that it's not a choice. You have to pay taxes in America.
I'm going to Google, what are taxes for dummies? Because I like that. What are taxes? Hey, guys, right here, too. Oh, this is how to do taxes work. How do taxes work for dummies? Taxes in a nutshell. Taxes are compulsory contributions. That's the same thing.
Either way, we have to pay taxes.
Yeah, because...
And in America...
Yeah.
There are 7 tax brackets, which everybody falls into one of those brackets.
Dan, I just thought you're going deep. Yeah. We're going too deep. Let's scale it back a little bit. So, taxes pay for roads and bridges and all that stuff.
Anything that...
Oh, I thought I turned that off.
Did you pull the...
Oh, hold on.
The button?
Yeah.
Because now you've left the thing open.
Okay, go. Continue. I got it.
Hi. So, sorry for all the interruptions. But taxes are pretty much, and they're things we work and we have to pay these taxes to government entities, whether, you know, different types, state, local, federal. And in turn, they use these taxes to pay to, you know, pay constructions on road work, bridges. I mean, there's so many things. They use it for programs and local agencies to invest into local agencies to help the community. There's just so many ways that taxes can be used by the government. But we have to pay these. These are not by choice. You have to pay.
Yeah, my definition on taxes is this. Now listen very closely, okay? And I'm going to fall back on the Growing Samoan 16 tips, all right? Number one. Educate yourself, because we can say whatever we want. I could just keep on asking Alexa or Googling it, but if you got to research and educate yourself about what taxes are, that way, you know, you can have your own idea. There's this video. Remember I showed you this video, and on YouTube, and it's the Money Coach, and he has like a little breakdown. It's funny because some of these things that people won't get, but I'll probably put that in the bottom of the show notes to help people out. And this is pretty funny, like, because if we go to that video and you watch it, it's pretty cool because it has like the drawing things. It's where like the guy draws the people and stuff like that. It's like a cartoon video. But look at the comments, hon. It's so funny. Like, read this one right here.
Why don't they teach this in high school?
I know. These are like just people commenting on this tax. Yeah. YouTube, this tax. What is taxes? Taxes 101.
YouTube has taught me more than school in the past month.
Yeah, that's another comment by this guy, Koji. YouTube, yeah, that's funny. What about, look at this guy. What is he, look at, what did he put?
Not ready to be an adult. Still don't get this.
And what about this next comment?
I'm too stupid to understand. I make money, then it's mine.
These are real people around the world. But
people don't know this. They don't understand what those taxes that are being taken out of their paychecks, where they're going. And all they think is that, well, if they take it out, then I get it back when it's time to do tax returns.
And that's exactly.
It doesn't necessarily work that way, though.
right. And that's exactly why I always love to comment on every episode. Look, the schools don't teach you what they're supposed to teach you in life, real stuff. You go on YouTube and you see all these strangers, people around the world saying exactly what we say in our, you know, culture.
Yeah, we have to teach this stuff to our kids because they're not going to learn any of this in school. And it's kind of nice, especially if you have adults that work, for you to sit down and explain to them what taxes are. Like what, because, you know, they're like, yeah, I get paid, what, $15 an hour? I worked 80 hours. And then they look at their paycheck and was like, where'd all my money go?
And I'm going to read a couple because this is the bomb. This is like strangers on YouTube that watched this video about taxes 101 for beginners. And this is another one. This is a Tavia Calhoun girl. Her comment is, I wish school taught this because I still don't understand this. Yes, this video is helpful, but using all those words, I don't know, I became confused.
So they're using big words, yeah, you know, like exemptions or
deductions, standard ADIs, taxable income.
I mean, if you don't know anything about, I mean, accounting is probably the closest you'll ever get in school to learning about, but that's just numbers. It's not really taxes.
Here's another one. This is some girl named Alice's Liv. Watching this, and we're all talking about this video, I'm going to put at the bottom of the show notes. It's a video, a simple video about taxes.
Yeah.
It's mainly in the U.S.
Yeah. This helps those that actually do their taxes themselves.
Here in the U.S.
Yes. A lot of people go to H&R. A lot of people go to Liberty Tax. I mean, there's so many.
Yeah.
But for those that do their own taxes themselves, this is very helpful
to
understand what you're doing.
But I wanted to explain to our listeners that, because there are listeners, that people that watch and listen to the show around the world, like in New Zealand, Australia, and I don't know anything about how their government taxes work or even if they, you know. So This is for the U.S.
for
mainly, but if you have any info on where you guys, other countries outside of the U.S., hey, leave a comment. Leave a voice message.
I mean,
let us know.
We can definitely find out.
If it's the same or not. But here's another one. Watching this as a 14-year-old after I tried to get my mom and my math teacher to explain how taxes work, thanks, this is much better than what mom told me, and my math teacher taught me nothing on this. Damn. He's a math teacher.
Teachers are not allowed to put that's right. curriculum.
Guess what, children?
They cannot teach you personal
I'm sorry,
finances.
But if you ask a teacher, I think in the U.S., the teachers, it's against their guidelines.
It's against their contract.
And if they get caught, boom, they get fired.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because, it's...
That's
what the government does over here in the U.S.
Yeah.
They want you in debt. They want to keep you dumb, not to teach you about your own money. It's crazy, but it's true.
Yeah.
So you got to learn on your own. Educate yourself, number one. And, man, the list goes on and on. These comments, and it's just crazy. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put that the video at the bottom of the show notes. That way you guys can look for it yourself and just be amazed. It's a YouTube video, and it's pretty cool. The words, yeah, there's some big words in there, but if you don't understand the word, then you YouTube another video. Hey, what does standard deduction mean, you know, or what does taxable income?
I was just laughing at, there was a comment all the way on the bottom.
Which
it
one?
It said, I'm never moving to America. This is confusing.
Oh, see? Which one is that? Oh, right there. This is what I'm talking about. Other countries.
Because then other countries don't have the American tax system. We are our itself.
Crazy. It's crazy.
It's like our metric system. The whole world goes by kilos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Only America wants to have their own.
but we think the rest of the world is crazy.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. It's an American mindset.
Because when you're born in one area your whole life, that's all you know. And you think that's it.
Well, you have a small town mentality. Yeah. That's kind of how we...
Another thing to us, our listeners out there, viewers, be open-minded. Don't be closed-minded. You got to be open-minded because we are nothing. We're like a little speck on this earth. You know, there's so much out there in the world. Like this podcast right now, it's like a little tiny, tiny speck compared to the whole entire world, your life, everything revolved around all of us. But our tiny speck is growing, you know, every time we get a new listener or new viewer. And thank God, because, yeah, we're going to help you guys out in any way we can, like doing these videos and episodes about taxes. I'm never moving to America. I'm so confused. I love it. That's so funny. Oh, here's another one. In Europe, it's way more simple. The government collects the taxes from income every month.
Yeah, we need to move to Europe.
You want to move to Europe. Europe. Because you love the castles and all the knights.
I'm a big history fan.
Yeah.
So I love history.
She can name every king, queen, and all that. What do you call them? Constabular?
It's aristocrat.
Aristocrats? No, constables. I'm talking about constables. Constipates. All the constipated.
Constables. Those are policemen.
Yeah. Okay. Here's a quick quote, and this one just came from the same as that page. Mark Twain said, never let your schooling interfere with your education. This is exactly why. I agree with that. Educate yourself. That's what it means. Never let your schooling, meaning what they force you to do and learn, interfere with your education. That means what you're going to learn, you know, here outside of school. So that's pretty cool. I like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, basically that's just kind of gives you an idea of what taxes are.
Yeah. The simple definition is we don't know. In the U.S., we don't know what taxes are. Why? Because they'll teach you American history, all the presidents of the United States, every single
World War,
but they won't teach you about money.
Right.
You know, so taxes, I don't know. It's like, yeah. You know, it's sad. But you have to know what taxes are.
But in this day and age, taxes are part of our lives. And
especially for the Samoan people, because, you know, all you care about right now during tax season is your dependents, getting people's kids.
We just want kids.
And working the system so you can get more money. But where does that lead you when it's time to use that money? And why are you so eager to get so much money all of a sudden? Why do you depend on that big refund? I know why. Because we were there all the time. Mm-hmm. We were there.
We used to look forward to it. It was like Christmas. Yeah. Every tax season. Because why? Because we would have, it's the one time of the year that we'd have a chunk of money.
Yeah. Because why? Because just like you guys.
But we got that money and we just spent it on things that really didn't make sense or nothing. Didn't need to.
I can't even remember.
Yeah.
Mainly it was about fixing. I remember mine was like, I got to fix the car.
Yeah. I think a lot of it, we used it to fix
the car.
Vehicles or pay off a bill, or there's all kinds of stuff. Or
it's all the stuff.
Splurging, really.
Yeah, it's the breakdown of the Polynesian community. And I'm speaking for Samoans because I don't know how it works with everybody else. But like for me and Tala and our family, like the history, when I learned about refunds, I wasn't explained. My dad was an accountant. He taught my older sister. They did the taxes for us, refunds. I didn't know what the hell was going on. So all I just remember was I get a chunk at during tax season. I get a chunk back. What I want to do with it, hey, whatever. Do whatever you want. So growing up, I always got a chunk back. And I was always a saver, but I was always behind on whatever it may be. So when I became a family man, it was all I was behind on either some bills or I needed money for car maintenance or we needed to buy stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And that was the non-financial educated mindset that we lived for many years of not knowing what to do with money throughout the years, which led us to wait for that big chunk of a refund and just blow it all away. Just throw it away, like not invested in nothing.
Here's what we used to do too.
You tell them.
We used to delay Christmas.
Yeah.
And tell our kids
yeah.
that we're having Christmas later when we get our taxes.
Yeah.
That is the worst thing that a parent can do. Yeah. Right now, I'll tell you but that. We told them. But we did that.
We told straight up, so, like, look, so mom and dad got the money right now. So
we would, yeah. So we would tell our kids, and then tax season came yeah. and we bought them whatever.
So if you ever listen to Biggie Smalls, it's real in the Polynesian community. This year, Christmas missed us. That's just that. When I heard that, I was like, hey, I feel you, dog. Because he said it, you know, this yeah. year, Christmas. What's that, how it goes? This year, Christmas missed us. I can't remember, but it was something like that. Or he said, like, this year, Christmas didn't miss us.
No. Christmas missed us.
You yeah, right. yeah, I had it right. See? So, big shout out to Biggie. Rest in peace.
Yeah. So,
I'm a Tupac fan, though. And Biggie.
So, yeah, that's pretty much what we used to do. I mean, even now, it's not like we go crazy at Christmas either. We already did the Christmas episode. We are pretty frugal when it comes
frugal-fabulous.
To Christmas now. But yeah, we used to do that a lot. We used to wait until tax season, and then we would tell our children that, hey, we're going to go tax season. We're going to...
Yeah.
We can get you guys presents then.
But it wasn't until a few years ago that your boy right here, not a boy, I'm a man. I'm a grown-ass man. That your man right here became fine. I'm an old-ass man. Is that why you're laughing?
I am not commenting on that.
But ain't your number a number. It's all about how you think up here.
Okay, Aaliyah. People? Continue.
Yeah. So it wasn't until a few years ago where your old man's right here got financially educated. Boom. And then it just hit me. Oh, shit. I was blowing my tax refund, you know, away and using it wrong. Now I know this is what I got to do. And in other, I would say, like, ethnic groups, you know, mainly the wealthy ones that have generational wealth, and we know who you are, they don't have this problem. It's only the poor communities. So I'm talking to our Samoan community that has no generational wealth or is trying to build
poor.
It.
I would think low income.
Poor, low income, you broke, then you know what I'm talking about. This is what I'm talking about. And you can relate to this because we all go through that same rotation every year. Tax season, oh, I'm going to get that refund. Yeah. Tax season, oh, I'm going to get that refund.
The point is you need to break the pattern.
Yeah.
That's what we want you to do is we want you to break the pattern of not... because. Once you're financially educated and you have savings and you yeah. have investments, honestly, when tax season comes around, it's like, oh, yay, well.
You don't need it. Yeah.
You really don't. It's, yeah, you're excited. Yeah, it's taxes. But at the same time, you're not dependent on those taxes anymore.
A few years ago when we started this journey and tax season was coming around, I was still getting, you know, Tyler on board and... on, you know, the whole financial education thing. And it took us every year to use our refund after I learned about investments, how to use it wisely to get out of the hole, pay off debt, and become and break even and just become stable. And we finally got there. We used, when this tax season, like this literally our, you know, this tax season round, you know, we're both good on both ends to use whatever, you know, refunds coming our way to not pay debts. It's just positive investment.
This income
that, or refund that can go to investments.
Yeah, we want to put a whole chunk of it in investments. That's definitely a for sure. We also want to put aside money for our family, you know, for our family getaways or vacations, I guess, you know, that's another, you want to put some money for your vacation fund. But there's so many things that we can do with it. It's not about like, oh, we have to pay this debt.
Yeah. Now you guys pretty much understand what we're talking about. The other thing I wanted to talk about tax season is we're still learning. We're still learning about taxes. We used to go do the professional tax guy, gals, the companies, H&R Block.
Yeah, Liberty, we did them all, Jackson Hewitt. Yeah, we've done.
And recently we figured out if you do it yourself, it's way more cheaper.
Well, yeah, we used to get charged hundreds of dollars just going to a professional to do it. Nowadays, they have TurboTax, Credit Karma. There's so many companies out there that allow people to do it themselves.
Yeah,
and they're really simple. Like, they've simplified it for you to follow step by step by step how to do it yourself. Some charge fees and some are free.
Yeah.
And we've been doing this for
the online ones. Yeah, the online. Do-it-yourself for ones, the DIY ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For e-filing.
Yeah.
Electronic filing, sorry. So we've been doing that for a few years now?
Yeah, because back in the Dizay, when you do it through say H&R Block, it's a big name out here in the US. Everybody knows H&R Block. They charge you
I don't remember.
Hella.
I don't remember how much they charge. We did Liberty Tax, and Liberty Tax doesn't charge you a flat fee. They charge you for every form that you are filing. So not just your standard 1040, but if you do earn income credit.
I remember.
Our highest was $500.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. I remember somewhat.
To have them.
I remember somewhat.
That blew me the F away. So.
I'll say it blew you the fuck away. And this is years ago. I don't know the year, but I remember at one point doing taxes and my fee towards Jackson Hewitt or one of those companies was $400. And then another year we did Liberty Tax and that fee was $500. This is $400, $500 just to have somebody else do it. Now, if you do it your own.
Some people have family members or friends do it for them, and it's cheaper. Yeah, maybe $100, or they'll charge you $100, $200.
Yeah, you're going to take that risk.
You're going to take that risk.
So you got to do your vetting. That means you got to dig in.
You got to vet your friends and your family you're trusting to do these for you.
And if you do it yourself, which... Look, the laptop right here, this day and age, everything, it's just so simple. And this is the bottom line. You figure it out yourself, do whatever you want to do and how you want it. But it only charges you $40.
Yeah. So we've been using, for the last few years, we've been using TurboTax. And TurboTax is pretty cool because if you're a single file, if you're just a person who has no kids, then... It's free.
So the bottom line is...
If you have no dependents...
If you go to the H&R Block and them, they're going to charge you hundreds. If you do it yourself, DIY yourself, then guess what? It's going to only cost about what?
Yeah, TurboTax only charges you $40.
$40?
Yeah. But if you want to do free, go to Credit Karma.
Credit Karma?
Yeah, Credit Karma doesn't charge you a fee to file or to get your return.
Hey, this is a big tip right there. Go to Credit Karma. If you guys don't know what Credit Karma is.
Credit Karma is good too because it's also a credit monitoring service. So it can give you a score and tell you how your finances.
Okay, there it is.
So you get best of both worlds. You get to monitor your credit and file your taxes for free.
But my advice is if you're scared, and don't be scared. But if you are scared and... You don't want to take the risk. Pay that money. You'll go and pay the money. It's better safe than sorry. whatever you're comfortable with, you know, and the personal finance, just like I said, and I love that saying, it's personal. So if you feel comfortable like going to an H&R Block, do that, as long as you do it right. If you don't want to spend that high amount of fees going to an H&R Block and et cetera, learn how to do it yourself, because it's very, very low cost fee. And that's what our lives is about. That's what we preach about here on this podcast, is low cost, saving money, you know, expenses low, income high. That means getting your income up here and every single expense, whether it's paying for gas or, you know,
yeah, I mean,
your taxes fees,
There's so many people that have been going to professionals for many years that they used to. But the good thing is, if you educate yourself and you know how your taxes work and how much they're supposed to take out, you can sit there with your tax preparer, the person who's doing it for you at H&R Block or whatever professional, and you can actually see what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And you can, if they, in that way, you can see where, you know, because they give you a quick summary. I know that of like, oh, this is what you claim. But it's always nice to know exactly what, what's involved in it. And
yeah, it's cool. It's just like how we went to, what was that message? It was like how we went to purchase that car for our oldest son. And we sat there and, you know, I was explaining to my son. And then at the same time, homie over there selling us the car, he was explaining to me about stuff and we're learning. So it's always good to ask questions. Don't be afraid to ever ask a question. And the people you want to ask is the people who have more knowledge than you do. Always ask them anything you want. Don't be scared.
If you don't understand,
yes,
I'd rather you ask than not knowing.
Or Google that shit.
Yeah. I mean, we're still, you know, taxes is very complicated. We're still learning.
Yeah.
We've learned a lot of things recently, about this year, about how to get a lot of tax breaks. We're learning.
And the more we learn, the more we can, you know, explain. But, you know, it's number one, educate yourself, you know, people. I mean, that's my number one go-to, because that's the most important thing. It's like, get the information we give you and then go, boom, just roll with it and just learn whatever you can. And then come back to us and be like, hey, did you guys hear about this? Did you guys know about that? Because we love having conversations about stuff like that. Like your coworkers. Since you went back to work, like all our coworkers, they're like cool, because she always comes back to me and says, wow, they know they have saving, or, you know, they're all about their...
They're like in their 50s, you know, late 40s, 50s and older.
But they're educated.
They're educated.
And in finances. So it's cool. It's
so like, I learn a lot, especially when it comes to owning real estate or investing in 401ks or retirement savings. Like these people have been invested in this stuff for years. So they know. Like, what's the best one to go to and so forth.
And tax season is that time where that taboo shit where Samoans and you know, people of all walks in life, it's just taboo. It's just taboo. We don't like talking about it. But we talk about it here. You know what I'm saying? What you going to do with those refunds? I'm going to ask you right now, all my listeners, I'm asking you this question. What are you going to do with your tax refund?
Yeah.
Are you going to blow it away and just, you know, not even worry about paying off some debts and getting out of the hole? And
there's nothing wrong with splurging. Or splurge.
Yeah. Or like, yeah, are you going to just blow everything, or are you going to have some play money and then invest the rest? Whether it's getting out of debt or buying a car that you need for work or a place you need to stay in, you know, invest it. That's my advice, listeners. You know, that's what we're all about. When you get into the higher tax bracket, that's for the other podcasts that, you know, that their incomes are like 200 grand.
We'll tell you when we get to a certain bracket.
Yeah, when we get up there, they will have information, real life experience. Then we can share it. But right now, we're on that level where we're at. We're trying to just stay with the people.
Right.
Because, we don't try to go on to things that we don't know nothing about and never experienced.
Pretty soon, we're not going to be enjoying the refund of all that thousands you get back during tax season. But it doesn't bother us at all, really.
Yeah, because that's a whole other topic. That's just like advanced education, financial education, when you get into a higher income level, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know nothing about that, so I can't touch it.
Yeah, my husband doesn't know much about
it. I don't want to know nothing about that.
I would have to do, like, a YouTube video of how to do taxes if I needed to do that.
So. A cartoon one, like this video.
No, don't do cartoons.
No, it's cool. It's like they just draw pictures, like, this guy is blah, blah, blah. And, or anyways.
But either who, just main point is, I know you guys are all revved up for tax season. Just make sure that what you're using your return on is for the better for your future, for you and your family.
I'm telling you, this is crazy. So I'm still on this the YouTube page and these comments. Yeah. So, anyways, that was the signal. I gotta go.
He's reading all the comments.
I know. So, don't you hate it when you just get caught in comments?
My husband is known for that.
And you just keep swiping up
videos. Oh, he watches. He can sit there and watch Facebook videos all day.
I love videos. Yeah. You know, the comments is just like, oh my gosh, these people are crazy. But now you guys keep those comments coming. We're crazy. I'm crazy. You're psycho. But, you know, we love you guys, and we just thank you guys for tuning in to another episode.
Yeah, hopefully, we're hoping for our next podcast, we'd like to talk about debt. How to get out of debt.
Because basically...
Which kind of keys into taxes, like what you can use your taxes for to get out of debt.
Yeah, and it's our story. That's basically what we did.
That's what we did.
And we'll talk more about it in, probably next podcast. And some other major news, you know, that I don't know about major news, but whatever news we have coming up in the future. But mainly getting out of debt to help you guys out if you are in debt. If you're not, more power to you. But if you are, that'll be a great episode. And especially this one, you know, tell your wife, tell your kids, tell your friends about, you know, this episode, because I think this is it's important, you know. And the key, you know, main focus on this episode is what you gonna do with your tax refund.
Yeah, don't be too quick to go out there and spend that money.
That's funny. I just got a notification from TurboTax.
Yeah. So just don't be
crazy, man.
Don't be too quick to get out there and spend that money. Literally, sit down, look at what you have in your bank that you got back from your taxes, your tax return, and think about what you want to use it on and what's going to benefit you.
Yeah. Invest your tax refund wisely. That's, you know, the tip of the day, and that's also our number 10 on our Growing Samoan 16 tips for beginners. Let's see.
If you have any questions, you know, definitely comment.
Yeah.
Well, we can answer. My husband doesn't know much about taxes, but I know enough because I'm the one who files our taxes.
Yeah. Yeah, thank God, because.
Yeah, I do ours and then my older sons, so, and my niece. And
yeah, thank
and
God.
And my sister, so I've had to learn. I had to educate myself on taxes and what the IRS requirements and a lot of that stuff, especially in America.
So. I was still learning, you know, we're still learning, you know. Everybody makes mistakes, and hopefully we'll are on top of ours, but.
Yeah, trial and error.
Trial and error, but the bottom line is, you know, we're all doing this for our family, and just like you guys are trying to learn about your taxes so you can save more money for your family, and you know, I hope you come away with this episode with some good knowledge about what you're going to do this tax season, this year, and how you're going to go about it to benefit your future, you know. I love everybody for those that have commented and, you know, just left good reviews. Continue on growing, y'all. And thanks for the love. It helps us out, you know, every time, you know, to keep pushing forward. I got a lot of comments. I got a lot of messages, voice messages. And I'm just going to spread them out because, you know, I want to keep that love flowing with everybody, you know. Yeah. It means a lot to me. Right, babe? Mm-hmm. And it means a lot to her, too, because, yeah. And maybe, there's many times that I just stop and I tell her, like, damn, this is crazy. Like, it feels so surreal that we're at this point in our lives where we're good, and everything in the future is still more greatness and better things to come. And I want you guys to experience that too. That's my main goal.
It's a challenge. It's a challenge and a blessing at the same time, because kicking old habits, bad habits, and turning them into good habits and living within your means. You know, it's really hard, but when you get to that point where it becomes second nature, it's great, really.
Yeah.
So with that being said, what are taxes? Learn about it. This episode is all about taxes, tax season, your refund, and how to go about it. Invest it. That's our tip. Invest it. So moving on, as you can see, I got the fat cheeks. I'm trying to slim it down. Remember that time I went on that extreme diet, and I dropped the hell away, and I look good too. But that was like over 10 years ago.
It was a long time
ago. That was a while ago, huh?
Yeah.
I can do it again though.
Okay.
I know. I'm too comfortable. I told Tala I was too comfortable. What I'm trying to say is I'm moving into the tips, the health tips of the day, before we close this out. And my health tip of the day, what was it? I had a few. I think it was, I had one about the microwave. That was a weird health tip. But I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about the microwave, because this is, you know, also some information. Remember that old saying, you're going to nuke your food? That's false information. The microwave is the one thing that can warm up your food, your vegetables, and keep most of its nutrients. So if you're all about keeping your nutrients, your vitamins inside your vegetables, because I love vegetables. She don't eat vegetables, but I love vegetables. There's three ways you can do it. You can either cook it on high heat, like stir fry or whatever, boil it or steam it, or you can do the microwave. So that's four things. So what I've learned is, and you can do this, Google it yourself too, but steaming is the best way to keep all the fruit in, the nutrients in your vegetables. And it tastes good too. You know, just sprinkle a little salt, sea salt. I like sea salt. It's more healthier for you. And you eat it. And then microwave is number two. You microwave it. All it does is the microwaves cause friction to the water molecules. And it makes friction vibrate. That's why it cooks from the inside of your vegetables. So it's good. You're not nuking it. It's not no crazy, nuke waves. It's just friction. And that's the reason why if you have a plate, the plate's not hot. It's the food. When the food gets hot, it heats up the plate. That's why if you pick up the plates on the edges, it's not hot. That's some science right there. I'm throwing in some science, girl. Whatever. Right. So anyways, that's the health tip of the day. You can either, number one, steam your vegetables. That's the best way to keep all the nutrients in. Or if you want to do number two, you can microwave it. It's fine. And microwave it on the outside of your plate. That's another tip. Make a circle, because when it rotates in the microwave, it gets the most out of heating up or friction. If it sits in the middle, and you're watching a YouTube video, if it sits in the middle, it's just staying in place and rotating like this. But if you put something on the outside of the plate in the microwave, and it goes around, you get more. Boom. Tip of the day. I love you guys. So with that being said, go ahead and finish it off by reading that note.
So don't forget to please rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes, or go to our YouTube page, subscribe and leave a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can leave a voice message like the one you heard earlier today, and you can do that on anchor.fm.
Voice message, big up, bah, bah, bah. go ahead.
So we are also available on 9 podcast platforms, which are Apple, iTunes, Google Podcast, Spotify, Overcast, Stitcher, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, and Breaker.
Yeah. And also, the coronavirus isn't a part of Corona beer. So just keep drinking your Corona beer.
Stay healthy.
Stay healthy. And don't believe the hype, y'all. You know what I'm saying? If you don't live in China, you're good. You know what I'm saying? You're cool. You know, don't let the media get to you. You know, don't be sheep. Don't be a sheep.
If you're not in the epicenter of China, where it's happening in Wuhan, I wouldn't worry too much. I deal with China every day at work. So a lot of China is coming back to work tomorrow. So, but we'll probably get more details on that. But I know the media loves to blow everything out of proportion. But
where's the epicenter at?
It's in Wuhan.
Wuhan. Wuxi. I got you all Wuhan. In check. Wuhan. Y'all.
With that being said, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you guys.
Y'all. Growing some more. We out. We love you guys. Peace out. Till next episode. Love you guys. Peace.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Y'all.